BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily, including a listener who can't listen all week and just wanted to let us know about it. A brand new week of bangers, our occasional game where we try and predict the top suggestions when you ask Google a question, and we talk to some really sweaty listeners.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
That is Gavin James and Bitter Pill on BBC Radio 1. It's getting such a big reaction. Jack says, perfect tune to be chilling by the pool to in Gran Canaria. We've reached that time of year again where people are listening to us on their holidays right now. And Jack's managed to persuade the hotel owner to put us on by the pool. So hi, Gran Canaria. I hope you're using the hotel Wi-Fi. If you need to know the, this mostly goes for the Greek resorts. If you need to know the password, it's normally the owner of the hotel and the year. Or if it's not this year, try a few years back, but that's generally the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, well, what's the best year? So Stelios...
Stelios 2012 has worked for me before. Try, I don't know, whatever his name is, Yanis 2016. but eventually you'll get there. It'll be the owner's name and the year, but sometimes not this year. So that's how to get on the Wi-Fi there.
Alex is texting. He was at a gig that you must have been DJing on Saturday night, Staffordshire Young Farmers. He says, big shout out to Scott for DJing at Staffordshire Young Farmers. His bangers blew the fuses.
Yes, the power did go off for about 10 minutes. So people started to flick beer at me. So I was like, someone was like, take cover, take cover. I was like, what's happening? There's only a bit of beer being flicked.
Yes.
That's what you do when the power goes off when you're a farmer.
Blew the speakers. Amazing.
Yeah. My bangers blew the fuses.
What was the song? Do you remember?
I actually don't know. I can't remember. I think maybe I was driving it a little bit loud, but it all went off. And then earlier on, I was DJing in Milton Keynes on Saturday night, and it was like this open-air gig, because beautiful weather for it. And there were some people at the front, and they were kind of signalling to me that they would like a selfie. So I was like, okay, I'll go down to the front. And it was a stage that I was on, and then they've got these barriers at the front. So I'm behind the barrier, and I start to have my picture taken with somebody. And then I feel this really strong arm grip me. I'm like, what's going on? There's a security guard saying, mate, you need to get back in there, mate. You need to get back in the crowd. And opens up the barrier and shoos me into the crowd. He thought I'd stormed the stage. Chucked out of my own DJ gig right there. He was like, get back out there. I was like, no, I'm just here to take some selfies. No.
So what did you do? Did you say, look, do you know who I am?
No, someone came to rescue me. Otherwise, I was tossed out there I was. Anyway, he obviously hadn't seen me on stage before DJing and thought I'd just jumped the fence.
Yeah.
So hi to you, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, we were in Paris to commentate on the semi-final and final of Euro 2016. Seems like ages ago now. And we also got to speak to the legend, David Guetta. Can't believe I missed you playing this on Friday.
Oh, it was
gutted.
Yeah, it was awesome. Got such a massive reaction.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. Like, we really like him. Every interview I do with him just gets better. But we weren't expecting this. After playing both the opening and closing ceremonies of Euro 2016 in the city where he's from, Paris, Chris asked David if he ever thought he could top that, really.
Is this the pinnacle now? Is this the...
Yeah, this is really one of the highlights
the biggest thing of
my life.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I don't know what else you can do after. Yeah. I mean, is this like it's go to space high, or something?
Yeah.
It's first
yeah.
gig on
DJ
Jupiter.
In space.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, yes, we actually discussed also. there was a moment.
Oh, you know everyone. Hello, is that space?
I just
I'd like to play a gig.
I got a phone call from.
Yeah.
No, but for real, there was a moment because I was doing a few incredible shows. Like at the Great Wall of China, I did a Masada Desert in Israel, and I spoke with the people from Virgin Galactic at some point, and we did speak about it, doing a show in space.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
I was actually joking when I was like, oh yeah, you imagine playing in space. No, no, I've spoken to the Galactic people, and if you want to see that, it was just us in a hotel with David Guetta. You can watch the whole interview on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer right now. While you're there, please check out our documentary. It's not too long, and you can see everything that we did when we were in Paris. Melanie was on, actually, yesterday on my Twitter saying, Scott and Chris documentary on the road to Paris and the commentating is the best thing I've seen on iPlayer for a while.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
It's been getting a lot of love. I particularly like everyone that freeze frames the moments that they catch us sniffing our hands, like the German manager.
Yeah, you'll see some interviews like with Alan Shearer and Rio Ferdinand where we are having a cheeky sniff of our hands in homage to the German manager who liked to sniff a lot.
Luckily, the people making the show didn't actually realise till too late.
No. Radio 1, BBC iPlayer. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, it's a hot one today, isn't it?
El Scorchio.
C.
Hate that phrase as well.
Sweaty, hot, bothered people everywhere looking fed up. Welcome to UK summer. Right, we crave the summer and then when it's here,
oh, this is horrible, I hate it.
How can we deal with it?
Oh, it's too hot.
So tomorrow night, get this, the temperature is, in some parts, not going to drop below 24.
Really?
Which is, that's never happened.
I heard it was like 30s and stuff.
Yeah, but at night. I'm talking about when you're trying to sleep, not below 24.
So what does that equate to in normal terms? So where are we at normally in an evening? Like what is a normal, what
well,
is
here?
Like how sweaty is it going to get?
7, 8, it's going to be hot. 24. You know,
it's going to be a nudie night, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a nudie, mate. You know, in the past where you just can't sleep because it's too hot. In past summers.
Like that.
Imagine that, but worse.
Oh, I get well stressed.
That's what it's going to be tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a nudie one.
No duvet, no clothes.
So, cooling down wise,
yeah.
I saw this thing earlier, right? And you can, it's like a mini fan. I think it's from Japan. And it's a mini fan that you attach to your T-shirt. So it pokes through underneath your armpit and just has a little fan going under your arm. Now, that sounds decent.
What, consistently cool pits?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It does mean you're dealing with a fan under both armpits, which strikes me as slightly dangerous, but...
And also, you're going to look a bit weird with a fan under both armpits.
Also, it's going to be making a whirring noise.
Yeah. And also, your T-shirt will be blowing up. Apart from that, normal.
Yeah, it's like those fans that you get, you know, if you ever rent a sumo outfit. I don't know if you've ever had to do this as well.
Yeah.
I've had to do this a couple of times, and it comes with a little fan inside to pump it up.
Yeah, it'll be like that. I do feel for you if you're having to wear a suit today in the office. A lot of people now will be in full suit, absolutely hating life. Also, I had a look this morning. There's this incredible thing, the bed fan.
Go
seen
on,
this?
Go on.
Right, this is what we need for tomorrow night, lads and ladies. It's got like a little pipe on it, which you stick under the duvet, blows instant cold air under your sheets. That's what I want. So it just goes under the duvet, just pop it under
but
the
it
duvet.
But it'll never reach your face then, will it?
It'll be generally cool because you'll be lying down. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, are you all right?
Are you sweaty?
A little bit.
That's not an ideal first question to ask a girl, is it?
No.
Not really, no.
You've never been good with ladies.
At least I'm keeping dignity a little bit.
Right. But are you sweaty, though?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the environment? Why are you in this situation? Did you not prepare properly?
We can't open windows. We're in an attic roof in an old Victorian house. We've got about 6 fans currently going around, just blowing hot air around.
Oh. Where do you work?
I work at an accountant's in Sheffield.
Also, what is the point of fans, please? It's just blowing hot air.
That's what I mean, and a couple of fans don't even work.
I'm sure that's just people being harsh on fans, because
fans
always feel good when you're really hot.
It's so rubbish, this country. Like, everywhere else where it actually gets hot, they don't just stick a fan in their face. It's so rubbish. Oh, it's 2 days of the year, but let's get a desk fan.
I know, the USB ones as well, you know, where they plug into the
Oh, yeah.
So it feels like it's just someone blowing on your face.
Yeah.
I've seen people
with hot air on your face.
With USB fridges as well, Scott.
No
like
way.
Little mini fridges in front. Yeah, I really want one. They can store like one can of Coke or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Seen those.
Sarah, are you like a hot, sweaty mess? Or are you one of those that kind of it all goes wrong?
I'm a hot, sweaty mess.
What do you mean all goes wrong?
Well, no, I just mean some people, when they get sweaty, it's almost like they're hard to look at.
Yes, I'm like that, actually.
You do? When you get sweaty?
I get really hot and bothered. I don't like it. It's not a good look.
They are hard to look at.
Maybe what you need to do is just lie down on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm on it. I'm going to lie down on the laminate in the kitchen.
Is that one of those old wives' tales of like, here's how you keep cool? Like, what was the one I saw the other day?
If you sit still.
Yeah, obviously.
No, you don't want to be doing star jumps. There's that one last year that you made me do, Scott, which is that if you lick your wrist.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I think you seem to be suggesting it's better if someone else licks your wrist. And
instant coolness.
I think you were licking my wrist last year to try and cool me down, or I was licking yours.
The other one, having a hot drink in hot weather cools you faster than a cold one. Yeah. How can that be true? I had a cup of tea yesterday. I was sweating out.
I don't think that works. Surely not. Sarah,
there's loads of these.
Do you want to try one of these right now? Is there a colleague there that can maybe lick your wrist?
Yeah. Ellie, would you mind licking my wrist? My wrist has not been anywhere. Someone needs to lick my wrist.
It will cool you down.
Go on.
Katrina.
Just get it to give it a little lick.
She's done it.
Oh, that's. Do you feel cooler?
Oh, it's amazing. It's like magic.
This is great.
Very relaxed in your office, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's just gone to dinner.
It's not even like, not even a challenge or anything, really.
Oh, Ellie, that's going to be a massive big deal. She's like, all right, someone let me rest. So good.
I'm tempted to push the limits on this.
Is that going to be a Yorkshire accent?
Sorry. Anyway, you did well there.
Thanks.
And I bet you feel much cooler.
I do. I feel like I've just had a proper good fan.
Well, good luck with the sticky situation you find yourself in.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sarah, you big sweaty mess.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we mentioned people working in suits today. Try Jake, who's in a kitchen. He has got, the reading in the kitchen thermometer says 37. Also, Luke in Nottingham, working with tarmac today. Oh, that's relaxing and cool, isn't it? Nathan in Oxfordshire. Working as an engineer for a phone company that rhymes with Wee Tea. He says, navy blue trousers, navy blue polo shirt, but to really cap off the heat, steel toe-capped leather boots.
Oof. Yeah, there's loads of people, isn't there? Tom in Leicester here. I work for a satellite TV company that rhymes with Y. Up on a ladder in full harness and hard hat.
Yes.
Not easy. And Doug from the Costa del Leicester.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, no, this is where everyone rebrands their town.
Oh, it really makes me mad.
Yeah. Everyone will be on with that next couple of days.
I was that the person that just texted going, I know you hate it when people call it Costa del something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other you know me.
But other variations of that as well.
Yeah. Torbados.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh. Also, Ryan in the bakery, where it's saying it's currently 65.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Huggy's been on. Are you two any good with fixing aircon on a big rig? Because it's boiling. You've come to the right place. Of course we're not. Also, there's some people in tractors and they've got full air conditioning, like in cars. Rob. And Amanda in Worcestershire is, she's got 39 degrees at the moment. She's working in a greenhouse, watering plants a lot. Water yourself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
With all this stuff with Kim calling out Taylor Swift, the other side beef is now happening because Khloe Kardashian stood up for Kim. Chloe Grace Moretz has now got involved and there's like a side beef happening. Have you seen that?
I'm not aware of the side beef.
Go and have a look, it's nasty. Hey, don't forget we've got a summer mix for you, 3:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi Scott, it's Amy.
Hi Amy, you okay? Enjoying the show?
I'm not actually listening today.
You're not listening?
No, I'm not listening.
Right. Why have you rang me then?
I just wanted to let you know I'm going on a 1D style hiatus from your show.
You're going on hiatus?
I'm going on hiatus, yeah.
Why, what have we done? Do you not want to listen anymore? Is it something you're not liking?
No. I love the show. I listen all the time. But I just need to save up a few of your shows to keep me entertained while I'm driving down to France. So I'm going on hiatus so that I can save everything up.
Right, so you're not listening today?
No.
Or for the rest of the week because you're saving up, what, podcasts?
Probably the podcast, yeah.
I was worried here for a second that you were ringing as some kind of complaint. That's where that sounded like it was going to me.
Yeah.
No complaints.
I thought you'd fallen out of love with us.
No, never fall out of love, just need some entertainment, and we figured you're the best people to entertain us on a long drive.
Although that is quite funny, if people call to break up with the show, it's like, look, it's not for me anymore.
Look,
it's not you, it's me.
I used to like it, but I just don't like it anymore.
I'm going to Radio 4 or something like that. Like, do you know what I mean? We're just too different now. You've changed.
Now we've said this, we'll probably get people ringing up.
Yeah.
And it's not the best advert, is it, when you're doing that on the air?
It's not, but it's kind of funny as well. I kind of respect people doing an honest break. I'd rather they were honest.
People ringing up to say they're not going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but at least it's honest, Scott. Would you not rather people were honest about it than just, do you know what I mean, you never hear from them again?
Yeah, but I also would like some listening figures.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not as fussed about that. I kind of think it's...
Be fussed.
Oh, right. No, what I mean is, like, I think it's quite... I just like the idea that people be honest in breaking up.
Yeah.
Respectful, like.
Yeah, you need to be more fussed about that. Anyway, so you normally listen every day, do you?
Yeah, me and my friend listen while we're at work. If we've not got meetings, then we'll email each other about what's happening on the show. But if we've got meetings, we'll listen to the podcast.
All right. So you're just saving us up for your trip to France. When's that?
We drive on Saturday.
And it's quite long, obviously.
Yeah, it's from Leeds down to Dover and then driving down for 3.5 hours in France.
So you need some podcasts to keep you company, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, but can you not listen to the show and then like re-enjoy it podcast? Yeah, to hear the same thing twice. Are you the kind of person that can't watch the same TV episode twice?
No, I like the element of surprise. Plus, I like listening to it with my friend because then our reactions are genuine rather than, guess what's coming up next?
Also, on that note, who's ever watched a TV show twice?
I have. I'm going through House of Cards again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is the point?
No, if you watch it again from the beginning, I don't know how it tricks your mind, but you still believe stuff is going to happen even though you know it won't. So, for example, I'm watching the first series of House of Cards and Homeland as well. I've gone to the beginning on that.
But you've
seen
it.
And I still believe... I don't know why, I still believe when I'm watching it that there'll be a different outcome.
No, Chris, the same thing will happen. It's like with films. As soon as I put something on and I've seen it, I'm like, no. Get it off.
Classic case, The Snowman, right?
No.
Every time you watch The Snowman, you still believe that there isn't going to be the sad ending at the end.
But there
Guarantee
is.
Guarantee it.
You're so weird.
No, it's not weird. People do watch the same show again.
Yeah. I know they do, but it's just not for me.
I think most people have watched Friends more than once.
I was going to say with Friends, I don't get it. Once you've seen it, that's it, surely.
I've seen every episode about 50 times.
Right, and you still enjoy it?
Yeah, every time.
Oh no, I can't watch things twice. Is it me that's a weirdo here?
I think you're the weirdo in this situation.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, don't listen this week and you've got a fresh batch of podcasts for your long drive to France.
Yep, I'm excited.
I'll allow this for 1 week only because you've got a long drive.
Thanks.
But when are you coming back?
Back next Wednesday.
And you are coming back to me, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I've got to drive down to Gloucester after that for my sister's wedding, so...
Okay.
All right, but don't be listening to anyone else.
Sorry to be needy.
No, it's okay. Don't worry, we'll be back.
Okay, please do. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Toby.
Hello, Scott. Hey, Chris.
Hey, hello. Toby. I recognise your voice. We've spoken to you before.
Yeah, I'm real or no real once.
That's it.
So, how old are you, Toby?
I'm 11, I'm 12 on the 22nd.
Okay, so you thought you would just call up for bangers today. We've been doing some work at home, have you?
Yeah, because I'm home educated, I've been doing some work, and then I put the radio on and I thought, might as well go on bangers.
Yeah, okay. So straight on, because you're King Toby. So it's your birthday on Friday?
Correct.
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 And what will you be doing on your birthday, correct?
I will be probably correct... presents, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Possibly going to a restaurant for lunch and then maybe pizza for dinner. I don't know.
Yeah, do it.
Nice. Yeah. And presents-wise, is there anything that you're particularly hoping for or is it cash only?
Cash, presents. I'm thinking something like maybe something, you know, new phone, something like that.
Oh, just cool, a new phone. Cool. Hey, listen, I've got two choices for you. Well, I've got one, he's got one, and you know how it works. We don't know what each other has chosen. I'm feeling good about this week. I've got a spring in my step. Do you want to know what I've got?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Breach Jack. Forgotten about this one.
This one. This is good.
Yes, it is.
You into this, Toby?
Yes.
But you can always have something else.
Yeah, well, I've got something old school for you, Toby. It's Duck Sauce.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, you must have been really into this when you were 4 or 5.
Probably, yeah. This is hard.
Isn't it, though?
It's a tricky choice. There are two very good songs, Toby.
Yeah.
How are you going to reason this one out, then?
Well, these are both... I've never heard Scott's one. I've heard your one, Chris.
Oh, what? Nice.
They're both really good.
Isn't it? Like, the thing is, when you've not heard it, though, you think, oh, that sounds quite good. I'd like to know more.
Yeah, I would like to hear that now. Yeah. I've heard that.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's probably from like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking, which one do you want to broadcast to the nation on a Monday afternoon?
Yeah. That's the thing, Toby, yeah. You've got to go for what you think it will be the bigger moment.
Barbara Streisand, hey.
Okay.
Toby, do you know who Barbara Streisand is?
No idea.
I mean, it's not imperative to know it for the song because it's a song about her. But
just
an
old lady singer.
I was just interested to know.
2013, there we are. A bit older than I thought.
Which one?
Jack Brown.
Okay. Yeah, 2013. This is hard. I'm thinking... Sorry to the loser, but I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yes, Toby. Good man. Happy birthday on Friday, dude.
Happy birthday. I just got called a loser by an 11-year-old.
You're a loser.
Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
Duck sauce. Good start to the week. Just a shame about that, really, because now I feel like I've wasted that track.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because it all depends on who comes on the phone. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. So sometimes, you know, it's tricky, isn't it?
Can I put it in again?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
I think, of course you can. You put it in again, offer it up another time with a different crowd, maybe.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. Bangers is back tomorrow at 2:40. Well done for today, mate. The Scott Mills Daily. Have you seen our David Guetta chat yet? I loved talking to him.
Yeah.
I could talk to him. He's one of those people, like, when the interview has to wrap up, I'm like, oh, I want to continue for longer.
Yeah, although he didn't really seem to wrap it up. It kind of just went on and on and on, didn't it? He just wanted to chat. It got awkward at one point.
It got really awkward because in that song, you can hear, like, all the cheering of the football crowd. Loads of people uploading them going, "Way!" And that's how they made that amazing crowd noise.
Yeah.
However, one of those people that uploaded their voice going, "Way!" was Calvin Harris. So he's on that track somewhere in the crowd bit. When we told David Guetta this, he didn't know about it because Calvin Harris had put it on his Snapchat that he was about to do it and upload it. Didn't seem overly impressed. Now, is there some kind of, I don't know whether there's some kind of Guetta Harris beef going on, I don't know, but he didn't seem that impressed.
No, he didn't. And it was, he looked annoyed, I think, because the song is out there now and obviously he can't change it. And when we said, you know, Calvin Harris recorded that bit, but he used the phrase, I don't want to do an accent actually. Mm-hmm. I think Calvin Harris put a video out before where he cheesed me off or teased me off.
Yeah.
Or it was either cheese or tease.
Sounded like cheesed me off.
But either way, it sounded like there was some minor beef, I would say.
All that. And more is in our David Guetta chat, which we did in a hotel room in Paris with him when we were doing the Euros. Go and watch it. Go on, it's good. BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel is where you'll find it. It's a very, very good chat. Also, just a bit of an insight into what his life as one of the world's biggest DJs is actually like. Radio 1 channel, BBC iPlayer, it's us and David Guetta. It's on there now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. We played this game last week and the amount of people that were playing along at their office or in their car, shouting out the answers, it seemed like a lot from the feedback that I got. So I thought we'd do it again. You know when you type something into a search engine, for example, the one that rhymes with Google. You know when you do that?
Yeah, Google.
It automatically completes with some suggestions for you. So, for example, if I type in how rich is, it'll come up with how rich is the Queen, Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Simon Cowell, J.K. Rowling.
What a list of people there.
I think I've searched for all of those at some point.
Yeah. I wonder where you rank on that. It would be interesting if we could see the full chart.
It won't be on there.
Because I've definitely Googled that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You're so weird.
I Googled how much I'm worth recently.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it quite a lot?
Yeah, it came up with $2 million. Hang on.
As if.
Going in now. How rich is Chris Stark?
Check this, it's unbelievable.
Well, that
this,
just shows you that you can't really trust any of them then, doesn't it?
Let me read you what it puts. There's so it comes up with this website, Chris Start Net Worth, right?
Right, there must be another one. This is not you, is it?
No, it's me. It's got a picture of me at a festival with two thumbs up.
Right.
It says, Chris Stark has made his $2 million fortune with BBC. But how does this cool, friendly DJ from London, England, spend his money? And how rich is this single in terms of friends and family?
Right, how do you spend your money, does it say?
So get this, it says Origin, London, England. It's got my birthday on there. Estimated net worth, $2 million. it says I'm single. It's got nothing listed under houses and property or cars and boats. Or it suggests the name of my mum and my father.
Oh, that's weird.
Bizarrely, the correct name of my mother, but it does seem to suggest my father is someone very different. Unless they know something I don't.
Right.
And it also says that...
Well, that would be awkward if you found out on a website, wouldn't it?
It says, under friends, who does this Pisces, age 29 and born, again, my birthday, hang out with? And then there's a picture of Mila Kunis.
Right.
And it says, know each other from Los Angeles.
It's really accurate, isn't it, this?
But this stuff stays for life. Anyway, that's what happens if you Google that.
So this game is simple. We are given the start of a question that's been typed into Woogle, and then Chris and I, between us, have to work out what one of the most popular searches is. OK, so let's get our first one, please. Let's try and complete it.
Why does hot weather...
Oh, topical, OK.
Oh, OK. Why does hot weather... initially, my first thought is stress me out.
Yeah, does it stress you out?
Yeah, it does actually, yeah. Just because everyone's hot and bothered and... and you can only really enjoy hot weather if you're somewhere relaxing.
How British.
But if you're in
I don't like it when it's hot. I just can't sleep.
No, I enjoy it. I like the idea of it, but then when it's here, it gets kind of stressful, doesn't it?
Why does hot weather make average people really much more fanciable?
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Why?
Because generally they're wearing less clothes and wearing sunglasses. So it's just kind of... It's just how it works, isn't it?
It's true, though, isn't it?
It is true. There's nothing controversial about that. It's like, that's what's happening.
Like, we'll go out of work today and they'll be like, oh, my God, where do all these hot people come from? They've always been there, but they just look different. Or it's just because the sun's out.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's, as
everyone
I said,
seems like, hotter.
Sunglasses on face also covers up quite a lot, doesn't it?
Do you think
it?
That'll be on there?
Yeah, I actually do. Why does hot weather make me suddenly crave a salad? That could be one.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not a salad guy.
You're not into
it at all.
No. But do you fancy one now?
In the hot weather, yeah, I could probably eat a salad now.
But only after it reaches a certain temperature. The weather, not the salad.
Yeah.
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 Okay, what are we going to go for? Got any more?
Why does hot weather make me feel more generous?
Really?
Yeah, I guess initially when it's sunny, before the stress and the stickiness kicks in, you're looking around everywhere and everyone's in a good mood because the weather's turned nice, right?
Yeah. It makes everyone feel happier, so therefore you'll be more generous.
More generous. Like today, I turned up with coffees for everyone.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. And you weren't here on nights. No. The team here, I bought coffees in for everyone.
Okay.
Frozen ones. Frap, frap, frap.
That is a... Frap, 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 frap. That is... that is generous. And unlike you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, it just seemed a gimmick to get one of these iced coffees, isn't it? I mean, that is one way I've changed. I do agree with that.
He never used to drink iced coffee before coming to London.
No, I'd bring in a milkshake from the Golden Arches.
Look at him now in the cities.
That's what I mean. It's terrible, isn't it, actually?
I know. Urban living, cold coffee, please.
I'm having a cold coffee, drink. Yeah. It's strange.
It still blows your mind, that, doesn't it? Mm. See, you've not forgotten where you've come from.
No, that is selling out a bit.
Why is it?
Having a frappuccino.
Why?
I don't know, it's a bit fancy.
Okay, what are we going to go for then? Why does hot weather... Should we go for make people more attractive?
Actually, I agree. I think it's making average people more attractive. That seems the obvious one.
Okay, so our answer is, we hope this is one of the most popular searches, why does hot weather make average people more attractive?
Why does hot weather make me tired? Make me angry? Make me sleepy? Make me poop.
Why does hot weather make me poop?
Does it?
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that would be, because you think you wouldn't be taking on as much food, would you?
I understand make me tired and sleepy, and maybe even sometimes angry, but I've never heard of anyone pooing because of hot weather.
Yeah, but enough people must be Googling
searching
that.
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Something to think on anyway.
I never knew that was a symptom of hot weather.
Well, let's go to the next level on this then. Let's tap that in on Google and quickly find out. I mean, if it's too gross, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm kind of intrigued now. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Do you regret that now?
No, let's move on.
Right, you should probably close that screen. Okay, let's get another suggestion after this, and we'll try and work out what the most popular answers are.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you know when you type something into a search engine, it completes with some suggestions for you? On this game, we get given the start of a question that's been typed into Google, and Chris and I have to work out what one of the most popular suggestions is that comes up.
Simple game, very fun game, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we learn a lot from it. It's one of our more educational.
Yeah, sure. So we get given another category now. We'll try and work out what comes up next.
Why do hot guys...
Oh, good one.
Why do hot guys always have to be straight?
Oh, right, okay. Funnily enough, the first one that came to my head is, why do hot guys shark everyone's girlfriend?
Two great answers, which I'd really like to know the answer to. I don't know if they'll be on there.
So what you're suggesting is a sort of grass is always greener situation, are you?
They're not always straight, but a lot of times. Why do hot guys...
Well, going back to that, is that something you want to discuss? Because is that just because of the unattainable nature of them that's making them slightly more hot? Because if someone's unattainable, it makes them more hot, doesn't
it? Yeah, 100% straight away, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll leave that there.
Yeah, I'd leave it there. Anyway, so why do hot guys... You got any?
Why do hot guys interfere?
In what way?
That I can imagine that being Googled quite a lot. Well, there's something in the genetics of hot guys that mean that they have rights to your girlfriend, anyone's girlfriend.
Right.
I think hot people always think that everyone fancies them.
Well, they do, generally.
But they can have an awful personality. In fact, why do hot guys have such terrible personalities?
They don't, though. Like, that is a myth.
Generally speaking?
Some of them do, but annoyingly, there are a lot of hot people who also have really good personalities.
But they're the ones that generally wouldn't admit that they're hot.
Yeah, true. What about, why do hot guys have it so easy in life? They do.
Yeah, but that's because you're only ever going to see the hot guys or hot people that are successful.
Yeah, no, but they don't have a trouble getting a job. They just, like, go, hi there, and they're on. Same with girlfriends and boyfriends. Hello. And they're on. Dead easy.
Yeah. I'm actually not convinced that's the case.
I am.
Why do hot guys whinge so much? I'm thinking Ronaldo here. I'm basically I'm imagining him and then working out.
Right, okay.
What I'd want to Google about him.
Why do hot guys... What one should we go for then? Or are there more to be had, do you think?
There must be other things to say. I'm just trying to think about coming at this from a different angle.
Why do hot guys always have a girlfriend?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Again, this sounds personal.
Yeah, I need to really think...
You're thinking about what you've Googled.
Yeah, I need to really think more about the general public.
See,
okay.
This is a harder one for me because I've never Googled this. Why do hot guys... Do you know what I mean? It's not actually something I've done before.
Oh, okay.
Why do hot guys...
We need
guys...
to come up with an answer here, come on.
Sorry. I feel like if I'm in amongst a group of hot guys, I'll often get overlooked.
Right. Does this happen a lot?
Sort of cast to side a little bit. I find that particularly guys that know they're good looking, they sort of bond together. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they stick together, yeah. They're like in packs.
So it's like even if it comes for an evening out, it's like, right, there's two cars there. One car will load up with the hot guys and then the sort of runts of our litter, mm-hmm. like me, will be in... Sort of left scrambling around to get the other one.
The scrap.
So I guess it would be then, why do hot guys overlook me? Is that one? I bet it's a weird thing to type in because I'm not fast. I'm just saying, it's just something I've noticed.
It's not a problem.
No, I'm just saying it's something I noticed. It's sort of thinking about it happened at uni as well.
All right. I think yours is better than any of mine.
Right.
So should we go for that?
Yeah, but what I'm thinking and it seems different to what I would type in because what I'd be typing in is why do hot guys overlook me? Yeah. Which seems odd.
Are we going for that?
I guess so. Although I did like, why do hot guys always have girlfriends? It's an amazing thing to type in, isn't it? As if the internet's going to be able to give you the answer.
Yeah. I think when I type in something like that, though, it will give you the answer, and it never does. Same with always have to be straight. Doesn't.
Yeah. Well, here's a question then. Who do you think you generally attract? Do you attract hot people, do you think?
Do I?
Right. So it could be like, why do hot guys... Because that would be another way that
hot guys... Why do hot guys hate me?
Yeah, that kind of... That's quite good.
Yeah, let's do that one.
I like that one.
Okay, let's go.
Why do
hot guys hate me?
Why are hot guys horrible to me?
Let's find out.
Why do hot guys date ugly chicks? Like me. Think they are ugly. Ignore me.
Oh, ignore me is in there.
Ignore me is kind of it, isn't it?
Hate me, ignore me. I'm saying that we've got a point for that.
Yeah, I agree. We said overlook at one point. I think that's basically the same.
Okay.
What were the other ones?
Like me. Why do hot guys like me? Why do hot guys think they're ugly? Does happen sometimes, but actually they don't really think that. They're just saying it. And why do hot guys date ugly chicks?
I mean, it's a terrible thing to type in, but I can imagine people doing that. I can't imagine people typing in, why do hot guys like me?
Yeah.
That's so big-headed, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. What a terrible problem to have.
Yeah, big-headed Googling from yourself, whoever's doing that.
I do enjoy this game, you know. Let's do it again soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow is the return of Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 featuring Rizzle Kicks. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.